science and technology.
Eradicating polio. Late or never. A plan to wipe out polio by the end of next year is in trouble.
Hubris is always dangerous. In 1977, smallpox was eradicated, and an accidental infection in a British laboratory a year later aside, that claim has stood the test of time. Having eliminated one viral disease, the authorities decided they ought to be able to get rid of another, polio. That, though, proved a tougher opponent. The World Health Organization's original target, set in 1988, a polio-free world by 2000, proved illusory. The latest deadline set by the Global Polio Eradication Initiative, GPEI, the multinational body charged with dealing with the disease, is next year. On July 20th, though, Sir Liam Donaldson, once England's chief medical officer and now the chairman of an independent watchdog committee that scrutinises the GPEI's activities, published a report which says this deadline, too, is at risk. In truth, the GPEI has not done badly. The number of cases of polio is a mere 1% of what it was in 1988. But that number has hardly budged for several years. Squeezing the last few cases out of existence has proved far harder than expected. Polio poses a particular challenge to countries with unstable politics and weak health systems. To contain outbreaks, surveillance must be vigilant. The virus usually lurks silently, paralysing just one carrier in 200. Moreover, the vaccine is delicate and must be kept cool. And immunisation requires repeated vaccinations. Today, polio is endemic in only four countries: Afghanistan, India, Nigeria, and Pakistan. It has, however, re-emerged in several others. Each endemic country has its own particular problems. In Afghanistan, the GPEI has failed to stop transmission in 13 war-ridden southern districts. Most of India is free of the disease, but the states of Uttar Pradesh and Bihar continue to struggle. In 2003 and 2004, Nigeria was gripped by rumours that polio vaccine would sterilise children and infect them with HIV. And although in Pakistan the incidence of polio dropped tenfold between 1995 and 2000, conflict, poor sanitation and a mobile population helped the number of cases jump by 62% last year. In 2010, the GPEI adopted a new strategy with the goal of stopping transmission by the end of 2012. If no cases are seen for 3 years after that, the disease will be certified as eradicated. One priority of this new strategy is to work carefully with local leaders to win support for immunisation. In Asia, where polio cases are concentrated in just a few places, the GPEI has tailored plans for each of them. For example, better coordination between Afghanistan and Pakistan would help manage cross-border transmission. In Africa, where the virus now roams across a broad swathe of countries, the GPEI would scale up activity in places such as Angola, Chad, Guinea and Mali, where polio has reappeared in recent years. The response to new outbreaks would be swifter and stronger, the administration of vaccines broader. A new, more effective oral vaccine will help. Sir Liam's committee was itself a product of this new strategy, and now it is fulfilling its remit by pointing out where other components are going wrong. Though India has made gains, elections interrupted progress in Nigeria. Pakistan's emergency action plan seems to have had little effect. The country has recorded 54 cases this year, double the number in the first half of 2010. Countries with resurgent polio are struggling as well. Chad, for example, has been slow to implement a strong plan of action. The original strategy for the Democratic Republic of the Congo was to concentrate vaccination in three provinces. However, transmission is now more widespread, so a broader campaign might prove necessary. More than $8 billion has been spent to date, with more than $1 billion of that coming from the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. Mr. and Mrs. Gates hope their investment will pay a big dividend. A recent paper estimated that eliminating polio would bring a net benefit of between $40 billion and $50 billion over the period from 1988 to 2035. But that assumed eradication by 2012. Donald Henderson, the doctor who led the campaign to rid the world of smallpox, predicts that even if polio is deemed eradicated, vaccination will have to continue just in case. That will drive up costs. For now, the GPEI is resolute, but the eradication campaign cannot last forever.